Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. And where I am, you may also. You may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father. Also, henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show me the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do. Because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Okay, congregational survey time. Let's see. When's the last time you heard this particular gospel text used? Was that at a wedding? Raise your hand. Okay. Was it at a regular church service? Raise your hand. Was it at a funeral service? Raise your hand. Most of y'all. Now, funeral. This is the traditional funeral text. This section from John 14. It's one that is there for its good news to those who are grieving. Because of that, we need to be careful and remember that it also is good news to you and I who are not necessarily at that critical moment facing the mystery of death and thinking of the resurrection of Christ. It is important, though, to remember from this as well that the promise that Jesus begins with is a promise of a place. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus is talking to the disciples before his glorification on the cross the next day. It is that last night, and this is that long discourse that John has in his gospel, sharing many, many, many wonderful things about Jesus Christ. We need to note several of those to be able to appreciate what this message has for us today. The first thing we need to understand is that in the configuration of John's gospel, what is absolutely the most important thing is the relationship that is going on, the relationship between Jesus and God, Jesus and the disciples, and Jesus and those who will believe even though they have not seen. Relationship, relationship, relationship. It is all over the place. Is a teacher. And as a teacher, good questions are things to be delighted in. And both of Philip and Thomas's questions are good questions. And they clarify for us the basics and the foundation of the relationship that Jesus and God have and what it means to the disciples and what it means to us. And so let's explore that relationship. Jesus makes it clear that if you see him, you have seen God. This is a heresy as far as Jews of the day would have thought. But that is Jesus' claim nevertheless. That in him is the perfect and full revelation of who God is for people. Jesus is revealing God's love, God's intent, God's presence, and God's place in the life of the world. And it is in this relationship that Jesus begins to embrace us and grasp us and invite us into a powerful, believing relationship. I love to have what I never remember what it is when you have several words that start with the same letter. What is that called? I forget. Tongue twisters, like Sally's sold seashells? No, okay. Well, I'm going to give you a pentagon of things. Five. Place, person, path, promise, presence. Jesus is declaring that it is God's intention, God's will, that he take his place with human beings. Not only is he taking his place with human beings and witnessing to them, he is assuring them, assuring human beings, you and I, that there is a place for us in God's kingdom. Jesus says it unequivocally. I go to prepare a place for you. They're already in place with him. They shall always have a place with him. You are already in place with Jesus. You will always have a place with Jesus. And this place is in personal relationship with Jesus. So often we get caught by some of the things that help us in our relationship, by like going to certain places like the church or to a retreat center, thinking that Jesus is only there. Or maybe we get caught up in the rules of being what we're supposed to be and forget that we have somebody with us to help us. We have a friendship with Jesus, which Jesus explores later on in chapter 15. The person, Jesus, is with us. There's also a path to Jesus and a path that we walk with Jesus. It is the path of love. It is a path that is laid before us to walk in a journey. It is a way of living. It is a way of being. It is how people act when they're with Jesus, to love. It is always not always a clear path. It is certainly not always an easy path. But it is the path that is laid down for us, that those who would be Jesus' disciples would love one another and love Jesus, so much so that they would lay down their life for each other. This path is a difficult path, with difficult people and difficult challenges. Sometimes the challenges are within and the difficult person is ourself. Sometimes it seems to be Jesus and sometimes it is others. However the path lays out before us, we take our place beside Jesus and we have our relationship with the person Jesus and we walk that path with Jesus. And to those who faithfully take their place with Jesus and they have a relationship with the person of Jesus and they follow the path of Jesus, Jesus makes a promise. There's two promises contained in his passage. One, that as eternity, as God's kingdom is fulfilled and revealed, that you will be present and accounted for, not by your own power, but by Jesus. If you have ever gone to a retreat or to a dinner, and looking forward to a time of respite or a time of learning. And you come in and they have your name tag already for you. And they have the materials all set aside for you. And they give you a key to your room and you go to your room and they have your name on the door. And you walk in and you see that there are things there for you that knew that they were preparing for you to come, to be there. That's what it will be like as you enter into glory at the end of your life. You will be ushered in to a place prepared for you. You are expected. They're waiting and will be prepared for you. The other part of that promise is implied, that as you walk this path and as you walk with this person, Jesus, and as you head toward that place that is prepared for you and you have Jesus or yourself in place, that Jesus will be present with you and in you. It's important to make the distinction between the presence of Jesus as a human being to these disciples and the presence of Jesus as the risen Christ for you and I. John wrote the gospel by his own admission for the people who would believe but had not seen or touched Jesus. And those people began populating the earth as the last apostles died. And for 20 centuries, people who have not seen nor touched the human Jesus have experienced in a joyful and powerful way the presence of Jesus, the risen Christ, the Holy Spirit. What that means is that what Jesus has done for you and I is not dependent upon temporal or physical things. It's dependent upon you and I making an effort to open our hearts and minds, to be overwhelmed by the love of God and the power of the Spirit, and let our lives be transformed. That's an act of belief. It is an act of faith that says, it doesn't always work out in my mind, and yet I believe it to be true, and so I shall act upon this. I will trust the presence and person of Jesus, who guides me in a path of love and promises to always be with me, even when I fail, especially when I fail. And I will let the power of the Spirit live in me. Things have changed. The life that we thought we had on earth has been supplanted by the life in the new heaven and the new earth and the promise of God. The person of Jesus has prepared a place for you. And you may take that place by the act of believing what is offered to you. Not by human hands, but by God's hands. God's Son, God's Self, for the living of this day and every day forevermore. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of God, we did not see you in human form, nor touched you or heard your voice. And yet, we believe. Our believing is difficult sometimes, so help us to believe as we should. Help us to believe as deeply as we can. And help us to believe wherever you are. Help us to take our place beside your person, on your path, trusting your promises, going to your place, dwelling in your presence. Amen.